প্রভু কায় তোমার দুই ভাই প্রয়াগে মিলিলা রূপ অনুরব হে বৃন্দাবন লর্ড চৈতন্য ইনফর্ম সনাতন গোস্বামী দ্যাট ইউর টু আদার ব্রাদার্স আই মেট দ্যাম অ্যাট প্রয়াগ অ্যান্ড দে হ্যাভ স্টার্টেড ফর বৃন্দাবন লর্ড চৈতন্য ডেপুটেড দি সনাতন গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড রূপ গোস্বামী টু এক্সকাভেট the glories of Vrindavan. Before Lord Chaitanya, the Vrindavan city was not there. The present Vrindavan city was not there. It was all forgotten practically. But when Lord Chaitanya visited this land, he first of all pointed out Radhakund, and then he made a survey. And his assistants, these Goswamis, they went there. And this present Vrindavan was constructed by the disciples of Lord Chaitanya. So he said that I have instructed your two brothers, Rupa Goswami, to go to Vrindavan, and I have met them. Tapan Misriyar Chandra Shekharare Prabhu Aggay Sanatan Milida Dohare. And he was guest in the house of Tapan Mishra. So he introduced Tapan Mishra as Sanatana Goswami. Tapan Mishra tabe tare koila nimantran prabhu kae khoura karaha jaha sanatan. Tapan Mishra invited him that please accept your bhiksha at my place. It is the system when a sannyasi or renounce order life is in the village or in the vicinity of him. So it is the Hindu system that somebody will invite. So Tapan Mishra invited him to take or accept prasadam at his place. And Lord Chaitanya said that first of all, get him to a barwar and have him cleanse of his beard and hairs, which has grown for so many days. Let him become a gentleman. The Lord said that let him become a gentleman. Chandrasekhare Prabhu kahe bulaiya, ei besh dur karo jahan yahare laiya. Just get him to a barber and clean shaving. According to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, they keep themselves clean shaving. Only single instance is there, Advaita Prabhu, he had his beard. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never asked him to cleanse. Because one reason is that Advaita Prabhu was just contemporary to his father. So he did not like to dictate. But otherwise, all his disciples, they were clean saved. Bhadra karaiya tare ganga snan karaila shekhar aniya tare nutana vastra dila. Then after getting him washed in the Ganges and cleansed by a barber, Chandrasekhar offered him a new pair of clothing and Shaivastra Sanatana Nakaila Angika. And Sanatana Goswami did not accept that new clothes. Suniya Prabhur Mane Ananda Apar. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, that Sanatana Goswami, after renouncement, he is not going to accept any new clothing. So for a really renounced person, is that whatever clothing is thrown in the street, he'll collect and he'll wear it. He would not purchase any new clothing. That is the order of strictly one who follows Chirani. Sanatana Sukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavad, he said that whether old clothings and torn clothings cannot be had on the street, whether trees are not giving fruits, whether the rivers are dried up, whether the caves in the mountain, they are closed, then why the renounced order, a person go to the Vishayi? Vishayi means those are materialistic. Sometimes the renounced order of life, sannyasi, they go to the householders. Of course, that is their duty, but still, so Sukadeva Goswami, a great personality in the renounced order of life, he would live naked. He would not go even to the human society. So those who are following strictly, they don't make themselves dependent on the householders or on the worldly people. So Sanatana Goswami did not accept the new clothing, and when it was heard by Lord Chaitanya, he was very glad. Muddhanna kariya prabhu galo bhikkha karibare sanatane laiya galo tapan misra ghare. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are two gentlemen, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. The Chandrasekhar Acharya took care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Tapan Mishra took Sanatana Goswami at his place to give him prasadam. Mishra Sanatana dila natun basan vastra nila teha karan. Again, Mishra offered him that new clothing, but he refused. More vastra dite jadi tomar hai man nija paridhan ek deha purata. If you like to give me some clothing, please give me some old clothing which you have used. That will suffice me. Tava mishra puratan ek dhuti dila teha dui bhibbas kopin karila. Then he offered him one dhoti. Dhoti, and in India they use dhoti about 5 years, one dhoti. So he offered that dhoti, old clothing, and he divided into bahirbas and coping, underwear and outward clothing. Maharashtriya Dije Prabhu Milaila Sanatane Sei Viprotare Kaila Mahanamanta. Then again, one Maharashtrian Brahmin also met him. He also invited him, the next day you please come to my place. Sanatana tumi javat kashite rahiba tavat amar ghare bhikkhaje kariba. That Maharashtriya Brahmin, he invited him, Sanatana Goswami, so long you shall stay at Banaras, kindly accept my invitation, you come to my place and take your prasad. Sanatana kahe ami madhukuri koriba brahmaner ghare keno ekatre bhikkha lao. Just see. He said, no, I cannot accept sumptuous foodstuff from a Brahmin's place. That is not my duty. I shall accept madhukuri. Madhukuri is a principle introduced by these Goswamis. Madhu means honey. And the and bees who collect honey from flower, a drop from this flower, a drop from that flower, a drop from that flower. In this way, he subsists. So this Madhukuri system means a renounced order of sannyasi or a vairagi. He should not accept in one place sumptuously. He should go to every householder and take a bit of chapati from this house, a bit of chapati from that house, a bit of chapati from that house. So that the householders also may not be disturbed and they may be benefited. When a real sannyasi or vairagi accepts something from the householder, it is a great benefit for him. Therefore, to accept little from this house, to accept little from that house, that is also another mercy of the renounced sannyasi or devotee of the Lord. Yes. So he did not accept that invitation that I shall go somewhere and take sumptuously. No, I shall beg from door to door and collect my chapati and leave on that way. Sanatana Bhairagya Prabhu Rananda Apar Bhot Kambal Pane Prabhu Chahe Bareva. Sanatana, he was so strict in the rounds order of life, so that gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too much pleasure. Oh, it is very nice. But while he was coming, his brother-in-law gave him a nice blanket that was on the body of Sanatana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu several times overlooked about that blanket. Sanatana janila prahur nab hai bhot tag kuriwari chintile upar. Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent, he was minister, he could understand that Lord is observing my blanket. That means he doesn't like that I should have such valuable blanket on my body. So he thought that I should give up this blanket. Ato chintu gela gangar madhyanna karite ek gauriya diyache kantha dhuya shukaite. Thinking this, he went to the bank of the Ganges and he saw another vairagi. He had a torn clothing and he, after washing it, he gave it for drying. So Sanatana Goswami went there and asked him, please take this blanket and kindly give me your that torn clothing. So that man thought that he is cutting jokes with him, that he wants to exchange with such a nice blanket. So he said, sir, you appear to be a very good gentleman. You should not cut joke with me in this. Then Sanatana Goswami said, no, I am not cutting joke with you. I am really serious. Please exchange this. You take my this valuable blanket and give me that torn clothing. And after taking that torn clothing, when he appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. Yes. Prabhu kaya tomar bhot kambal kotha gela. Prabhu pade sab kotha gosai kahila. He inquired again, oh, where is that your blanket, that valuable blanket I saw? Where you left it? Then he described that I could understand your opinion. So I have exchanged that valuable blanket with this torn clothing. Yes. Prabhu kahi yami kariyachi vichar, vishayaro khandaila Krishna jetama. Yes, I was just thinking of you. Now you are complete in renounce. Now you are completely independent. You don't depend on anything. So it is giving me much pleasure. Yes.
Sikana rakhibe tomar shesh bishoy bhog rog khandi sadvaidan nakira.
So by grace of Krishna, your last attachment also now taken up. It is a great mercy of Krishna upon you.
Teen mudrar bhot gaya madhukuri grass dharmahani hai loke kari upahas.
This is a hint by Lord Chaitanya that a sannyasi who has renounced everything, if he lives very gorgeously, with good dress and good house and apartment, no, this is not approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then what is that? What does it mean? A sannyasi living like a first-class gentleman, smoking, and very nice apartment, and some, I'm going to say, lady assistant, secretary, and what is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve this. He must be as far as possible, whatever absolutely necessity he should accept, not more, yes. That is renounced order. Not that in the name of renounced order of life, he should live at the expense of the householders very gorgeously. No, this is not sannyas. It is not accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. So he said that you live by begging from door to door, and you have a valuable blanket on your body. This is contradictory. Now, I am very glad that you have done this.
গোসাই কহে যে খণ্ডিলা, যে খণ্ডিলা কুবিষয় ভোগ তার ইচ্ছায় গেল মর শেষ বিষয় রোগ।
Now you wanted me to be in renounced order of life. I first met you when I was at in Bengal, in the capital of Gaurdesh, and you desired me that I should be in renounced order of life. So I came, and my last attachment to that kambal is also now finished by you.
প্রসন্ন হইয়া প্রভু তাঁর কৃপা কইল, তাঁর কৃপায় প্রশ্ন করিতে তাঁর শক্তি হইল।
নাও সনাতন গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ সিটিং টুগেদার ফর ডিসকাশন। দিস ইজ কল ইনস্ট্রাকশন টু সনাতন গোস্বামী। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হ্যাড ডিসকাশন উইথ সাম অফ হিস প্রিন্সিপাল ডিসাইপলস। ওয়ান ওয়াজ রামানন্দ রায়, Rai Ramananda. He was governor of Madras, and later on he retired from the governorship and became a constant companion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he was a householder, he never accepted renouncement, but still he was the most confidential devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was a householder, because he was highly advanced in the science of Krishna. So there was some discussion with this Ramananda Rai, and there was some discussion with this Sanatana Goswami, and some discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and some discussion with Rupa Goswami. So he had no other discussion with anyone, and the rest of his life was spent by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And these disciples, under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have made volumes of books on the basis of the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write any book in his own hand. He wrote only 8 verses, which is called Sikhasta. That was his only writing. Otherwise, all the books, valuable books, that you have got in his sampradaya, they are written by his disciples, especially by Rupa Goswami. He is famous. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and that boy, the nephew of Rupa Goswami, who left home at 10 years old, and later on, after becoming a very great Sanskrit scholar, he approached their uncles, that Jiva Goswami. Oh, he has written many valuable volumes of books. So the asset of this Chaitanya Sampradaya about this devotional service is very great, very great. This Chaitanya Chaitamrita is also one of them. Yes. So,
পূর্বে যাইছে রায় পাশে প্রভু প্রশ্ন কইলা, তাঁর শক্তি রামানন্দ তাঁর উত্তর দিলা। ইহা প্রভু শক্তি প্রশ্ন করে সনাতন, আপনে মহাপ্রভু করে তত্ত্ব নিরূপণ।
নাও আফটার চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপ্রুভাল অফ রিনাউন্সমেন্ট অফ সনাতন গোস্বামী, হি ইনস্ট্রাক্টেড হিম ফর 2 মন্থস অ্যাট বেনারস, and formally it is referred, and formally as he instructed Ramananda Rai at in a Kabur. A Kabur is a place in the Madras, South India. Similarly, in that occasion, the Lord was questioning Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai was replying. And here, in the similar way, the Sanatana Goswami will question and Lord Chaitanya will reply. So sometimes the disciple and the spiritual master, the relationship is like that. Sometimes the teacher questions to the student and student replies, and sometimes the student questions to the teacher and teacher replies. This is called ishtagosti. To develop knowledge, these questions and answers are required. According to system of accepting a spiritual master, it is said that just after acceptance, adu gurbhasram, one must have to accept a spiritual master. Then the next position is sadharma pichha, that he should be very much inquisitive. A student not finishing that, now I'm initiated, everything finished. No. He should be very inquisitive. Unless one is very inquisitive, there is no necessity of accepting a spiritual master. That is the instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadita Jigyasu Sreyuttamam. One has the necessity of accepting a spiritual master who is very much inquisitive about transcendental matter. Otherwise, there is no necessity. Simply because so many people accept a spiritual master, so I will have to accept somebody, a spiritual master, my business finished. No. One should be very much inquisitive. Yes. He must be very much eager to understand what is transcendental subject. This business of accepting a spiritual master will be fulfilled. So, here also, when the questions and answers were going on between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai was not even a Brahmin, because in those days the Brahmins were a very respectable community and they were learned scholars. He was a kayastha in, of course, now, not now, and some 100 years or 200 years before, these kayasthas were considered very lower caste. So Ramananda Rai belonged to that kayastha community. But he was very much learned. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he belonged to the Brahmin community and he was vastly learned. At the same time, she was in renounced order of life. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking question from Ramananda Rai, he felt himself shy, that I am a householder and I belong to the caste community, and Lord, you belong to the, you come from the Brahmin community and you are so fast learned, at the same time you have accepted renounced order. See, you are in all respect my master. How is that? You are trying to understand from me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this example by his life's activity. So he was hesitating that I should rather put question to you as teacher and you should answer me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. There is no such differentiation between masters. Kivashudra kivabi pranashikanena jai krishna tattva vitta sai guru ha. It doesn't matter whether you are a householder or you are a Brahmin or you are a renounced order. If you know the science of Krishna, you are fully in Krishna consciousness, you are my guru. You are my spiritual master. So that is the relation between the spiritual master and the student. Not that the spiritual master, because he has officially accepted the post of spiritual master, he should remain as, he should accept the students also as his spiritual master. This is the reciprocation, Prabhu. Everyone would address the other as Prabhu. But officially one may be a spiritual master. And in the spiritual platform there is no such difference. But officially, custom is that spiritual master is considered in the place of Supreme Lord, and therefore he is given this as respect. But the spiritual master, one of my spiritual master, he thinks that I am your disciple. And practical example I have seen, our Guru Maharaj, when he offered visions he used to return, Dasasmi, I am your servant. He used to return the obedience, I am your servant. So these are the things we have to learn from the behavior, practical demonstration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. So tomorrow we shall discuss the questions and answers of Sanatana Goswami. Thank you very much. So similarly, material qualification, that is not bad, provided they are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it has no value. Material qualification, if they are engaged, nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe jukta vairagya mucchate. If one is able to dovetail his material qualities in the service of the Lord, then that becomes a great qualification. Viprad disara gunujutat aravinda nava. Aravinda nava. Aravinda means lotus flower. And nava means this navel. So Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, therefore his another name is Aravinda nava. He has got a lotus flower. On that lotus flower, Brahma is born. This is omnipotency. Omnipotency of God. You have seen that picture in the cover of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Garbhoda Sai Vishnu is lying, and there is a lotus flower from his navel, and upon the lotus flower, Brahma is born. And Lakshmiji is engaged in serving his lotus feet. But just see, Krishna, who has to beget a son, his wife, Lakshmi, or Vishnu's wife, was sitting. But he did not take, begot a child, Brahma, from his own navel. This is called omnipotence. He can do anything. Now, when we conceive of begetting a child, we must have to secure a wife first of all. Then I have must sex intercourse with her. Then she should be pregnant. Then there will be child. Otherwise, there is no child. Because we are not omnipotent. We cannot produce child in that way. This is called omnipotence. He did not require the help of the wife. Neither there was necessity. So Krishna's wife or Krishna's girlfriend, they are not Krishna's necessities. Krishna is without any necessity, without any want. But if somebody wants, Krishna should be my friend, Krishna should be my husband, he accepts. That's it. He is not in want. He is full in himself. One who knows this fact, he is pure devotee. You are offering chapati. Don't think that Krishna is in want of your chapati. But if you offer Krishna and take the chapati, you are benefited. Krishna varadamay parivare jivhajay. I sing this, perhaps you do not know the meaning. The Krishna is very merciful. Because my tongue is always hankering after some good tasty food, this or that. But if I eat Krishna's prasad, then my tongue will be controlled. And as soon as your tongue is controlled, your all other senses will be controlled. These are the philosophies. So don't think that Krishna is in want or Krishna is in need. He needs your third-class service. No. He is full in himself. But if you can offer your service somewhere other, then you are benefited. You are elevated to the transcendental position. That is Krishna. Thank you very much.